Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Twitch streamers are justifiably in an uproar.
For June 8th, 2023, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in about 5 minutes. Coming up, we'll start off Summer Games Fest by taking a look at some of the announcements made at the Guerrilla Collective Showcase. Earlier this week, Twitch did what they do best and announced something quietly at 4 f***ing a.m. that literally pissed off everyone, kind of similar to how Twitch changed the partnered streamers' revenue split last year. Twitch is again trying to squeeze money out of their users with a number of changes. The biggest and most controversial is their change to baked-in sponsorships. Twitch has restricted branded overlays to 3% of your screen size, banned the use of burned-in ads, which burned-in ads refers to ads specifically played by the streamer themselves from brand deals and not through Twitch's bespoke ad system. Twitch also banned the use of banner ads and burned-in audio ads as well. This single change literally kills most esports events, video game showcases, and a huge portion of revenue for the small to medium-sized streamers. Hell, this even affects the charity streaming like Games Done Quick. Twitch also made quite a few additional quiet changes while everyone was rightfully raging about baked-in sponsorships. Twitch has gotten rid of their 15-day payout system and reverted back to the 45-day payout system, essentially delaying everyone's payments by 30 days. Twitch is illegally requiring affiliates to pay a $25 exit fee to leave their contracts, on top of adding the ban on simulcasting to their terms of service, restricting everyone, not just affiliates and partners, from streaming on competing platforms as well as Twitch. Holy s***, this just keeps on going, with Twitch upping the cost of Twitch Turbo from $9 to $12 a month. Now, all of this begs the question, what the f*** is happening at Twitch? Well, the simple answer is that Twitch and its executive team are desperately trying to make Twitch more profitable. Though, instead of making an actual product to sell or improve the platform so more people stream, Twitch has decided to try to get their greedy little hands on the one form of revenue they couldn't control, which has backfired on them in spectacular fashion, because now large streamers are looking to jump ship, and Twitch's competition is looking more appealing despite all of the downsides of moving to a different platform. Now, Twitch did apologize for the burned-in ads debacle and said that they would be rewording and clarifying the change, but doesn't directly walk any of it back, which is, to be clear, corporate gaslighting, meaning that they will reword this change to try to trick streamers into thinking it's a good thing. And as of this recording, Twitch has not addressed the other issues. Guerrilla Collective Showcase put on by the media company The Mix started off this year's summer showcase season yesterday. And like every other indie showcase, it was entirely too long, maxing out at about 2 hours. With that said, though, there were some interesting titles shown off, like Remnant 2, obviously the sequel to Remnant from the Ashes. Remnant is widely considered the definitive Dark Souls shooter, and it fits that bill pretty well. And it seems that Gunfire Games has taken that concept and really fleshed out the systems from the first game, with several new enemies, guns, and melee weapons to fight in a post-apocalyptic Earth against other dimensional creatures. Remnant 2 is slated for sometime this summer. The next game that caught my eye is Iron Meat, which is a cyberpunk-style Contra clone. Though, instead of infiltrating a military base, you're fighting against cybernetically enhanced meat. Iron Meat doesn't have a definitive release date, but is expected to drop in October. Getting into the RPGs, an interesting game that I'm surprised Nintendo hasn't made yet is Questmaker, which at first looked like a Zelda Link's Awakening clone of some kind. However, it was revealed to be a Zelda clone that allows you to make and share your own dungeons, essentially Zelda Maker. Questmaker, however, doesn't have a release date. The other RPG that looks pretty fun is WrestleQuest, a turn-based RPG that reminds me of old-school Mario RPG, but is based entirely on wrestling tropes and icons, where you get to powerbomb your way to become an epic wrestling hero. Sadly, yet another game that doesn't have a release date, but one that I'm super excited for. The last game that I'll touch on is Corpo Nation, which is a basic life sim where you live day to day doing mundane tasks for a corporation. Corpo Nation seems to follow the same social commentary as Papers, Please, where the gameplay is mostly there to facilitate the narrative, which in Corpo Nation's case is a story that revolves around a corporation that hides its real purpose from its employees, and you slowly find out what they're doing as time passes. And sadly, like most games shown off at the Guerrilla Collective Showcase, Corpo Nation does not have a release date. Overall, like every other game showcase, there was entirely too much to cover in such a short amount of time that we have here. So if you want to check out the full Guerrilla Collective Showcase, a link will be provided in today's show description. Alright, well that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back tomorrow for even more video game news. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Twitter at Lloyd_RNG. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming while you still can on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.